What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, everybody, it's time for another Morning Mindset podcast. Thank you very much for being here. I hope you're doing very well today, whenever today is. Maybe it's a week in the future, or a month in the future, or a year in the future. I don't know when you're going to find this, but you found it, so congratulations. What are we going to talk about? I say that a lot, don't I? Well, actually, I know what I'm going to talk about. We've spoken previously on this show about the zen of gardening and the value of gardening and of planting seeds and so on and so forth. One of the things that my mom did when I was growing up, and she probably did it every year, was to start seedlings, to start seeds in the house before the snow had melted or before the frost had ended, you know, like around March time frame. And it was very simple. She'd either use the egg cartons or she'd use paper cups or whatever. You put a little bit of dirt in it. You put a seed in there. You water it. You put it on the windowsill, and it sprouts. So by the time that, the spring has arrived and then the frost has ended and the snow's all melted away, now you actually have a plant that's already ready to go. You can go out in your garden and you just dig a little hole and you take it and you transplant it into that garden and it grows, right? Or it should grow as long as you do your part. You water it and all that good stuff, or make sure that it gets enough water and protected from the frost and all that jazz. I want to talk about needing room to grow. Right now, I'm in a similar position. We started seeds in little cups, and they've sprouted and they've grown. We started tomatoes, we started squash, we started other things in these little starter cups. Well, they've grown and they've sprouted, but they can't stay there. And that's the thing with the small little cups. That plant, that tomato plant, the squash plant, you name it, if you want it to grow, if you want it to reach its full potential, it can't stay in that little cup. It can't stay in the little cup on the shelf. You're going to have to take it out, and you're going to have to put it in the garden. You're going to have to give it room to grow. Now, how does that translate to our lives as people who want to live productive and positive lives? Often you may find yourself in a position where you're done growing. It could be a job, could be, whatever circumstance, a career. Maybe you thought, when you went to school, when you went to high school, or maybe you went to college, you thought that the X career or X job was going to provide you with the stimulation and the motivation that you needed. And then you get there and you realize that you've reached your full potential and there's really no room to grow. It could be a job where, yeah, it's a steady job. Now, is the plant going to die if it stays in the little cup? No. I mean, as long as it gets water and sunlight, it's not going to die. It's just not going to grow. It's only going to get so big and then it's going to stop. If you know goldfish, the story of goldfish, if you put them in a small bowl, they will grow to a certain size and then they will stop growing. And you think, okay, because that's as big as goldfish ever get. Well, actually, no. I learned this when I was a kid. We had a goldfish pond. We had an actual pond behind our house. And I don't know, it probably held 100 gallons of water or something like that, you know. We put goldfish in it, and the goldfish grew. They got enormous. We had goldfish that were 4, 5, 6 inches long. Now, you would never have a 6-inch long goldfish in a little 1-gallon bowl on a shelf or a table, would you? No, because they can't grow. They don't have enough room to grow. But you put them in a large pond and they grow and they get really big. It's similar with humans. One of the reasons that I got out of the Marine Corps I did time in the Marine Corps, did my first 4 years, and then I got out and I went back into the reserve, and then it was active duty, and then I became a contractor and all that jazz. And people have said to me, they're like, well, Paul, if you love the Marine Corps so much, and I did, I mean, I love being I'm proud to have been a United States Marine, and I'm going to take it with me to my grave. They say, well, if you liked it so much, why didn't you stay in? Why didn't you, you know, go for 20 and retire and so forth? Well, after the four, and there was a lot of circumstances, you know, they're downsizing, and they really didn't want people to reenlist. They were trying to get people out as fast as they could in 1991 because the Gulf War was over, and they're like, okay, we don't need all these people, get rid of them. But I didn't fight. I didn't fight to stay in. And one of the reasons is because I felt like I had stagnated where I was, that I wasn't growing and I wasn't advancing as much as I could have been. I didn't feel like at that moment in time that I was going to be able to grow anymore. I felt like I'd grown as much as I could in that little pot, and I needed to get out of it and go grow somewhere else. And so that's what I did. And my career path took me, you know, many, many places, many countries, and so on and so forth. But I felt like I had grown as far as I could grow in that situation. And so I decided to move on. And I pursued other opportunities. I went to the police academy. I went and got other education. I became a bodyguard and all that jazz. But the fact of the matter is, you might find yourself in a position. Now, maybe your little cup on the windowsill is the town that you live in. Maybe you feel like the place where you live has provided you as much room to grow as it's going to, and there is no more room, and you need to go somewhere else. You need to move to another city. You need to move to another state. That might give you more room to grow. You don't know. Maybe it's a job. You know, you thought the job was great, and it was good for a couple of years, but now you're as far as you're going to get. You examine your situation. You say, I'm not going to grow anymore in this job. I can stay here in this pot and, you know, I'll be good to go, but I'm not going to grow. Now, of course, the trick with transplanting plants from the little cup, you know, from the cup on the shelf out into the garden, is now that it's out of its cup, it's exposed to things like weeds. And, you know, if it was inside by the window, it was protected from the elements, right? Protected from birds and deer who would graze by, or rabbits who would eat your garden or what have you. It was protected, but it could only go so far. Now you take it out and you put it in that big open giant garden area, but there's a risk involved. The risk involved in doing that is, what happens if we do have a frost and I don't catch it? What happens if we have a drought and we don't get enough rain? What happens if the rabbits come in the middle of the night and eat all the plants up and now they're gone? So there's a risk involved. And some people might say, well, I don't want to take the risk. I'm going to leave this plant in this pot, you know, in this little cup on the windowsill, and I know that it'll be okay. sometimes we feel like that in our jobs. We feel like that in our positions. Well, maybe I've grown as much as I can, but if I leave this comfortable position, if I leave this little cup, this little pot, well, then I'm taking a risk. You know, what if I go out there in that great big world, or what if I leave this job and go to get a new one and it doesn't work out? Well, what if it doesn't? You know, and the other option is to stay in that little cup on the windowsill and not grow. You got to make decisions for yourself. But sometimes we need to realize that we've grown as much as we can in that situation, in that little cup on the windowsill, and we need to get out. We need room to grow. You need to give yourself room to grow if that's what you're wanting to do. All right, folks, thank you very much for joining me for another Morning Mindset podcast. I truly appreciate you guys being out there. I truly appreciate you sharing and leaving reviews and all that jazz. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.